Penguin Random House Audio presents Peace Talks, a novel of the Dresden Files by Jim Butcher. Read for you by James Marsters. For Frostbite Doom Reaver McBain Butcher. I miss you, little buddy. Chapter 1. My brother ruined a perfectly good run by saying, "Justine is pregnant." That kicked me completely out of my mental zone, and suddenly I became aware of the burning in my legs, my heavy breathing. I dropped out of gear and gradually slowed down until I was walking. In the blue light of July pre-dawn, Montrose Beach was deserted. It wasn't hot yet. That's why I was up at, oh God, 30. Thomas slowed down, too, until we were walking side by side. His dark hair was pulled back into a ponytail. Like me, he wore an old t-shirt, sweatpants, and sneakers. He was one of those men who were so good-looking that it made people check around to see if they were being pranked. He was also a vampire. "Let me get this right. You picked me up this morning," I said. "We came all the way down here. We did 6 miles in the sand, and neither of us said a word. The whole city is still and quiet. We've barely seen a moving car." "Yeah?" Thomas asked. I scowled. "So why'd you have to go and ruin it?" His mouth twitched at the corner. "Sorry to spoil your man time there, Hemingway." "Tch," I said. We had reached the end of our last lap and were almost back to the cars anyway. I stopped and turned toward the lake and breathed. The weighted vest I was wearing pinched at something on my shoulder, restricting its movement, and I rolled it irritably.